Hello guys, and long time no see. So today we'll talk about how to prepare and what the nature of the speaking test. So when we talk about the speaking test, a lot of students ask me about that. Hey teacher, how can I prepare for it? And is there any amazing techniques for me to prepare for it? Is there any possible for me to just 2 or 3 days to improve a lot and communicate with the foreign people frequently? But unfortunately, I will give you an absolute answer is no. It is mainly because, as for us, when we communicate with each other in Chinese, even though we do not know what I'm saying, but I still say some Chinese words, it is mainly because our subconsciousness. Subconsciousness, we can see the sub means down. Consciousness means our mind. So subconsciousness, when we translate into Chinese, is 潜意识. So what is the nature of the subconsciousness? For example, if you give me one question about this 1 + 1, you can give me a very clear answer. Two. But if I just ask you, what is it 256 times 4? And so this is a very complicated issue for you to answer. So what is subconsciousness is to let you know, when you have the test or when you have an interview with a foreign people, if you just trying to organize or trying to set up a new concept or new organize a new topic, you have already failed. So what I mean is, before you're taking the test, you must have organized everything properly, which will help you to perform well. Okay, so this is subconsciousness we need to focus on. And the other thing is that we need to know the fluctuation. So fluctuation means just like the stock. A high fluctuation means 这个波动非常的剧烈. So we have to say something. When we want to practice our English, we need to pronounce our pronunciation. For example, if you say word or sentence such as a Chinese, such as 你明天来我家吃饭. You can say, tomorrow you can come my home and I will just cook the dinner for you. But the Chinese didn't always say like this. Tomorrow, you'll come my home, I cook for you. It's not a very, very standard Chinese English, but we can see that they do not have the fluctuation. Okay? So this is a very basic thing you need to consider. And a part of doing that, we can say some very obvious mistake which has been proved that Chinese don't always make. For example, if we describe a book we always like to read, so the Chinese people will say like this, I really like this book very much, which can enlarge my horizon, it's very, very interesting, but actually the testers never want to listen to this kind of the questions. It's mainly because you have no details. So we're adults, right? So sometimes we watch some blue movies, right? Sometimes, but the blue movies, we like to see the HD movie, okay? They have the really clear and very, very nice movies let us see. But sometimes we feel happy about that because it's not HD, it's really not clear when we see them. So what I want to say is, we express some opinions or when you want to answer some questions, you need to pay attention on that, how to present some details to the people around you or how to present the details to the testers or the interviewers. They really want to listen to this kind of details. For example, for this kind of question, describe a book. You can say, As for me, I'm really fond of the reading the science fiction. I remember that when I was a primary school student around grade 2, my mother gave me a book named Harry Potter. So in this kind of book, I really value the friendship. The main character Harry Potter and Hermione, they fight together to avoid the enemies, and they never give up. Even though they come across some barriers and challenges. From learning this book, I know the importance of friendship, and I want to master some magic power to save the whole world. So, the testers will know that you're really, really interested in the science fiction, and you have your example, so which can prove that you're really interested in doing that, and you're really familiar with this kind of the questions. So that is they really want to listen. So what I mentioned before is two things. The one thing is subconsciousness, and the other thing is fluctuation. So we prepare for the IELTS speaking part or the international internet-based test. You need to focus on doing that. And after doing that, you will find the speaking part is not a horrible thing to do. You will enjoy it very much. Okay, so if you have any questions, not free to ask me, and I will wait here for any time. See you next time. Bye bye.